Officials lifted the evacuation order earlier today over parts of Willow where threats from the Sockeye fire have lessened. As firefighters chip away at the blaze, KSKA Zachariah Hughes spoke with the frontline responders that have worked around the clock since its rapid spread last week.
Yeah, this is what's called a one-mile hose lay kit.
Ken Cruikshanks points at piles of coiled hoses sealed on a pallet, pre-packed to stretch a mile if need be. It's one of the many spilling out of two tractor trailers in the Houston High School parking lot, staging ground for fighting the Sockeye fire 20 miles up the road in Willow.
So we got about half the job done here.
This is the supply closet for the firefight, and Cruikshanks' job is dealing with the logistics that get hoses from storage depots in Palmer and Fairbanks to firefighters on the front line.
We can put out a lot of hose in one day, miles and miles of it.
There's also stacks of water bottles, pop-up tents, and fireproof pants and smocks that everyone's wearing. The reason for so many hoses, more than usual, Cruikshanks says, is because of all the homes that are near the blaze. Crews string hose lines down driveways as a last line of defense protecting structures. And while there's no shortage of hoses, there have been some issues getting enough of the water pumps called Mark III's, the workhorse of wildland firefighting. They look like oversized standing mixers, but weigh 55 pounds each and get tossed out of helicopters. Cruikshanks says that each year, Alaska has to call up about 200 of them from a depot in the lower 48.
We've never had enough here. And that's primarily because there's just not enough space to put everything here. We don't have the budgets to have huge, huge warehouses.
If Cruikshanks is managing the rear guard, then Josh Lutzinger is in the trenches.
The best way I've heard it termed is we're kind of fighting it from the inside out.
Like many of the guys shoveling down food in the high school cafeteria, Lutzinger has streaks of soot on his hands, face, and in his unruly beard. He's in charge of the Glacier Gannet crew, one of the elite groups of full-time wildfire fighters, or wild firefighters. It's unclear. He shows me a map of where his team has worked the last 5 days staunching the fire on its northern flank.
We're making sure that fuels are removed around people's homes. We're cutting fire line and obviously responding to the structures that were around there that were catching embers and stuff throughout the day as the trees torched up.
Why does it say explosives there?
Because there's a lot of explosives there.
Those belong to a company in charge of a nearby gravel pit, and Lutzinger's team has to be extra careful near the cache. Gannet Glacier is just one of 26 crews working on the Sockeye fire, which has cost the state about $1.5 million so far. A lot of that money goes to paying for man hours.
So 16 hours, wake up, eat breakfast, make sure you're ready to go work hard all day. You're going to make sure your pack's full of water, full of food, full of tools you need for the job. After that, you're going to get to work, and then when you get back, you're eating dinner, going to bed, so you can do it all again the next day for the next couple weeks.
Fighting wildfires is expensive, and one of the challenges for officials is getting taxpayers to see all the effort that goes on behind the scenes, whether it's warehouse space for hoses or training courses for crews. This year, legislators cut 6% of the preparedness budget that handles wildfires, and that means that 16 positions in Southwest Alaska will be cut on July 1st. Tom Kurth oversees the state's fire program. Says one of the biggest things working against them is the calendar.
By the time the legislative season comes around, January 15th, there's no smoke in the air. Wildland fire issues are at a minimum. And so reminding people of the activity that we have and what we represent is oftentimes a difficult proposal.
It's an issue that Lutzinger feels strongly about as well. A big part of why he's come back the last 15 years is the camaraderie that comes with working side by side, hour after hour, with the same 20 people.
You know, we've volunteered hundreds of hours this year. The guys believe in our program. I believe in our program. So that's probably one of the best parts of my job. There's so many I'd sit here yakking your ear off all day. I love my job a lot.
I guess like the flip side then is what's the worst or the hardest part of your job?
Dude, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I haven't thought about that in a while. I try not to think about the bad stuff, I guess. So I don't know. Maybe when you got pack rash?
Crews have been lucky the last few days, but Lutzinger says they're mindful that the winds are switching course and conditions could quickly change. At last count, the fire destroyed 26 homes. Officials with the Matsu Borough are scheduled to begin more comprehensive damage assessments in the week ahead. In Houston, I'm Zachariah Hughes,